disruption, Sal. Please begin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, very much, and Madam Vice Chair and members of the committee. And especially thank you for the urgency with which you have addressed this legislation, because we do have a time clock ticking against us. My organization, the New Jersey Gasoline Convenience and Automotive Association, is a 72-year organization that has represented the quintessential small business of America, the corner gasoline service station. What we're asking here today is an elementary and fundamental right. You will hear from other small business owners of the situations that they are in and how their businesses are being jeopardized. You're going to hear from opponents that are going to tell you we already have protection under the PMPA, the Petroleum Marketing Practices Act, and we are going to show you how that is not true. The two gentlemen that are here with me, Richard Zemiot is counsel to our organization and has worked on many of these cases in New Jersey. The gentleman to my left is Peter Gunst, who was kind enough to take a train up from Maryland this morning and is probably the authority, certainly on the East Coast, if not the entire country, on Petroleum Marketing Practices Act. So if you have questions regarding how we are protected or not protected, Peter is here to answer those. Historically, when the oil companies have done the kind of deals that we expect them to be doing in New Jersey, and you may have already heard that Exxon is planning to pull out of the New Jersey market, sell their locations to one distributor, possibly two, has refused to sell the stations individually to the small business owner that has been there, if not for 32 years and put his blood, sweat, and tears into it. He's paid hundreds of thousands of dollars for the key, the right to operate that business from the previous owner. That key is now devalued. Deals have already been stopped because of the rumor that Exxon or Shell or Lukoil, Assemblyman, you asked about Lukoil, and I'd be happy to answer questions about that later, and Sunoco will likely consummate in the next year or two. That is something else that I need to address. My opponents are going to tell you that they aren't aware that this is imminent. Ladies and gentlemen, this is imminent. The footsteps are very, very loud. This is beyond rumor. It was rumor a year ago. Exxon did make a formal announcement. Exxon did put their locations out to bid in December. Exxon has leaks the same as government entities have leaks. And the footsteps that we are hearing is that Exxon's trying to consummate something before the end of April. Contractors have been in and out of these locations for environmental inspections, building inspections, all kinds of maintenance, preparing it for whoever is the purchaser. Shell, the footsteps are even louder. We are hearing things from Shell dealers. The same information is coming from contractors that are going in and out of those locations. Lukoil has been put in a very unfortunate situation since the merger of Exxon and Mobil. And yes, they did have to, under that agreement, they did have to divest. And the Mobil stations in New Jersey, you saw all change to the Lukoil brand. And it's been a disaster for Lukoil dealers. What I'm here to tell you is that in South Jersey a few years ago, Exxon did this. You want some numbers? You asked for numbers? They sold approximately 60 locations in a package to a distributor. Today, nine of those small business owners handed their key back to the distributor. And 11 others sold their franchise for values and lost hundreds of thousands of dollars. Some of them have remained closed. Some of them, the distributor puts new dealers in until their capital is used up. You're going to hear from a dealer today that's going to tell you the day that the distributor became his new landlord and supplier, his price went up 10 cents. Today he sells gasoline at a price on the street. He buys gasoline more than his competitors are selling it down the street. And his volume in his business has been devastated. Historically, in other states, this is exactly what has happened. And in each instance, the dealers were told this is going to be better. Don't worry about it. Nothing's going to change. What I'm here to tell you is everything changes. And that is why we have asked for this. Again, I thank you for dealing with this urgently, because there is a clock ticking. You're going to hear that this legislation will cover non-franchisees, commissioned agents. The gasoline marketplace is very complex in how gasoline is sold on the street. Many distributors have what they call commissioned agents. They own the property. They put a commissioned agent in there who is not a franchisee. That person did not buy the business, and he's there virtually as an employee. Gets paid a couple cents a gallon to operate the business. We are not looking to protect those people, and the amendments that you passed, the amendments that we've asked for, that were passed in the Senate hearing last week, will keep commissioned agents from being covered. We're not interested in protecting them. They are not franchisees. They are not small business owners. They didn't buy their locations. We want to give an opportunity that will protect businesses, keep small businesses, the only element of the economy that does ever produce jobs. We want to keep small businesses thriving. How many, it's not difficult to see, how many small business gasoline service stations do you drive around and see closed? We're trying to prevent that. In many instances, if this law were passed 15 years ago, many of those locations would be open today. People would be supporting families in there and employing other people. We are trying to prevent that. This happened urgently because the footsteps are so loud. If anybody from any of the oil companies come up here today to tell you that this is not imminent, I am going to tell you before they get here, they are not being truthful, and I chose those words to be polite. Or they've purposely been kept from the details so that they could tell you that something is not imminent. If this doesn't happen relatively quickly, then even passing it is not going to protect a few hundred dealers. There are about less than 100 Shell dealers in this state. There are probably about 200 or so Exxon dealers that will be affected. There's about another less than 100 Lukoil dealers, and there's probably several hundred Sunoco dealers.
Thank you. If we could maybe move on here to your other guests that you have brought up that have testimony as well.
Well, they don't have testimony. They wanted, but I needed them here in case you had questions in terms of how does this pertain to the Petroleum Marketing Practices Act, because my opponents are going to tell you we're protected under the Petroleum Marketing Practices Act. I have brought counsel with me in case questions needed to be answered. And if you have questions after my testimony, I know they'd be happy to answer it later as well.
Thank you. Questions for Assemblyman?